This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Earlier this week, the U.S. Supreme Court threw out an Arizona voting law which required proof of citizenship from voters at the time they register. Now, Georgia has a very similar requirement which was passed back in 2009. Brian Kemp is Georgia's Secretary of State. He is the state officer in charge of elections. He's a Republican. He joins us now. Secretary Kemp, welcome back. Good to have you.
Thanks, Dennis. Great to be on with you.
Now that you've read the Supreme Court decision and perhaps had a chance to get some legal advice, are you going to try to enforce the current Georgia law as it stands?
Well, there's a couple of things we're still doing. We're still looking at the ruling and kind of considering our options. Certainly, you know, we'll be working with the Attorney General's office on that as well. But really, this ruling only applies to the federal voter registration form. So the vast majority of registration forms that we get in Georgia are sent to us on a state form, which this ruling does not apply to. So we feel like we'll still be able to provide the requirements of the law, once we can get it implemented, to the state forms. It's only on the federal form where we may have an issue. It's important to remember that we still have not implemented the 2009 law because, you know, we had to sue to get it pre-cleared, which took a while, and then ever since then we've been trying to get access to the SAVE database from the Department of Homeland Security, and they have just slow-played us on that.
Let's back up just a little bit. Explain why we have state and federal forms. What's the difference here, and can somebody apply using one or the other when they want to register to vote?
Right. They can apply both ways. Probably the simplest way to explain the difference between the state and the federal form is the state form, you know, obviously is issued by the state of Georgia. You know, it's got state of Georgia on the form and that kind of thing, and people just fill it out, send it in, and we'll go through the process to register them to vote or not. The federal form is used by different groups that may be doing voter registration drives all over the country or at certain conventions, or, you know, say you go to a NASCAR race in South Carolina. You know, you may have people there from Virginia, Georgia, North Carolina, and you hand out a federal form. That way they can just send it in on that one form, and it doesn't matter what state they're from. And that's the form that this ruling has dealt with. And obviously, we just don't get a lot of those type forms here in Georgia.
If you require, though, proof of citizenship on the state form, and because of the Supreme Court ruling, you're not requiring it on the federal form, would that leave the state open to a lawsuit either on equal protection grounds or something else?
Well, we could, you know, we're certainly subject to get sued whether there's legal grounds there or not, but we believe that we have the ability through the law to continue to or to use the citizenship check on the state form once we get that implemented.
But you're saying, again, that so far you haven't been able to get access to the federal data that you would need to actually enforce this. So far no one's been required to present proof of citizenship. Is that correct?
Well, as you'll remember, we had our voter verification process before the 2009 law passed, and we're, you know, still using that process, which basically the difference in the two is the voter verification process, you register someone to vote, then you do the check, whereas the law requires all that to be done before the registration, before they're put on the rolls.
So, in other words, no one has been required so far to present their proof of citizenship up front. Is that right?
Well, right. Not per the 2009 law. That's correct.
There is another avenue you could take, which is you could ask the U.S. Election Assistance Commission, couldn't you, to, say, allow Georgia to put some state-specific information, like a proof of citizenship, on the form, and if they say, yes, we could do it. Are you going to do that?
I don't want to say 100% that we're going to do that, but that's certainly something that we're strongly considering. I've actually been talking to some of the other states about what they're planning on doing. I know some of them I think Kansas has already done that, even though they feel like their law was written in a way that it's different enough from Arizona's that this ruling won't affect them, even though they'll probably get sued. But they're also petitioning the EAC. That's certainly something that we're talking about in the office. One of the problems with that is the EAC can't make policy changes because they don't have a quorum on the commission. It's politically appointees to that commission, so they can't make a ruling. So, you know, that's another obstacle that we would have to take on.
How many cases have you gotten even since the 2009 law was passed that would even fall under this? In other words, many of the opponents of measures like this have said this is a solution in search of a problem. Has this even been an issue in most cases?
Well, those people that say that have not been to the state election board meeting where we've had non-citizens who have registered to vote and have voted in Georgia elections. And let me tell you, one of the things that troubles me about the ruling, Dennis, is you could have a legal non-citizen here that registers to vote, not knowing that they're not supposed to do that. I mean, legitimately just not understanding the law, signing up at a voter registration drive or however that would happen. They get on the rolls, and because we didn't do the check up front before they got put on the rolls, well, once they get on the rolls, you know, they're going to get a voter registration card sent to them. And a lot of people, not understanding the law because they're not citizens and didn't grow up here or what have you, they get that card and think, well, gosh, I can go vote now. Well, they go vote. That's a felony. They break the law. And if we catch them, which we've had documented cases of this at the state election board, then that hampers their ability to go through the citizenship process and basically means that they're never going to be a U.S. citizen or have the opportunity to go through that. And we're talking about people that are here legally under the laws of this state and this country. That's a tragic situation for those people.
So you're saying that somebody who might not be trying to break the law could end up breaking the law and then hurt their future citizenship and voting?
Right. And we've had, you know, couples that have come to state election board meeting where the spouse was a Georgia citizen, a resident of Georgia, and was married to a non-citizen, and the non-citizen was planning on going through the citizenship process, and they got registered to vote. And, you know, we've had some of them that have voted in the elections and violated the law, and now I don't believe they're ever going to be able to be a citizen because they've broken a law.
Do you know how many cases you've had like that?
Oh, I mean, it's, you know, best of my knowledge, it's been several. I don't know the exact number.
Well, several meaning several, can I guess?
Well, look, we've had, you know, hundreds of non-citizens on the rolls in Georgia. You know, we've had multiple cases of non-citizens voting in Georgia elections.
Right now, somebody has to swear or affirm that they are a U.S. citizen. There are some pretty strict penalties already for lying on that. Why isn't that enough?
Well, you know, we believe in, you know, we trust, but we also believe that you should verify. Believe it or not, people will lie to you. You know, why is that not enough when I go to the airport? Why can't I just sign an affidavit and say, you know, I'm Brian Kemp, I'm a citizen. You know, why do you have to see my passport or my driver's license for me to go through TSA? And when I get my driver's license, why do I have to prove my citizenship? You know, the federal government feels like it's fine for us to be able to have to prove citizenship when we get our driver's license, but they don't when we want to vote. And I just, you know, we fundamentally believe in Georgia, and the legislature did, that this is a way to secure our voter rolls and make sure our elections are secure. And but, you know, more than that, it's the law, and that's what I have a duty to uphold here in the Secretary of State's office.
Some of the opponents of the voter ID laws, however, have said that trust but verify doesn't apply across the board, not just in citizenship proof, for instance, but on absentee ballots. The checks on whether a voter is who he or she says they are aren't as strict as if one goes to the polls. So is there really a uniform trust but verify here for everybody?
Well, one of the things that we do on the absentee ballots is when we get an application for an absentee ballot, we will check the signature on the application to the signature on the voter registration card that we have for that person. And once those two are verified that they're the same signature, we will send the absentee ballot out. And then when that ballot is voted, there's an outer envelope that an oath is signed. And when it comes back in, we'll check that signature against the application for the ballot and against the voter registration card. So you're checking all three signatures to verify that person is who they, you know, are attesting that they are, to help us provide more security for absentee ballots.
But it is possible, isn't it, that somebody could fraudulently sign all three, and then the signature would be the same, and the check, while it is there, is not as sweeping as it is for somebody who votes in person.
Yeah, and one of the arguments that's been made is that, you know, if you're going to require a photo ID for in-person voting, why don't you do it for absentee ballots?
Exactly.
That's something that, you know, that is something that I support and would like to be able to implement. I think the issue with that is that in our court case on the photo ID law, the argument was made, you know, anybody can vote in Georgia even if you don't have a photo ID. We'll give you one for free. From the state or from your county elections office, or if you don't have one, you know, you can vote. If you are a registered voter, you can vote an absentee ballot. And if we started making that requirement, I think we would be in some significant legal trouble on our photo ID for in-person voting. Plus, you have the issue of, you know, handicapped voters or other Georgians that, you know, may not have the ability to make a copy of their driver's license to send it in with their absentee ballot, or may not be accessible enough to go get that copy, you know, if they didn't have a copy machine in their home. So there's some significant challenges with that. There are other states that are addressing that, and that's one of the things that we're, you know, always looking for more ways that we can secure the absentee voting process.
Let me come back to the citizenship proof for a moment. So if someone comes into the state from another state, then he or she would have to supply proof of citizenship, as I understand it. Is that right?
If somebody comes from out of state into state to register to vote?
Yeah.
Or
yeah. Say somebody comes in from Minnesota and they want to vote in Georgia. They want to register here. Would they have to supply proof of citizenship?
Under the current law, they would if they're doing that on a state of Georgia voter registration form.
The question has come up about that then, which is, let's say you're an older person, a poor person who doesn't keep as good records, somebody who doesn't drive. Doesn't that make it much harder for some folks to prove their citizenship than others?
Well, I think certainly there's, you know, logistics to anything you're doing when you're moving, whether you're getting voter registration, you know, getting a driver's license. You know, if they have to fly here when they move, you know, there's all kind of examples that you can make. But, you know, that is what the law is, and that's what I have to abide by.
How long will it be before you know which avenue of response, if you want to call it that, you'll pursue?
Well, we're certainly, you know, working on this daily. I hate to really put a time frame on when we'll know for sure. You know, quite honestly, this is affecting, you know, really a small amount of the voter registration applications that we get every year. But it is something that's important to the state and something that we'll continue to work on. But hopefully we'll know, you know, hopefully we'll know more in the next few days. But we've got a lot of other big issues before us. As you know, the Supreme Court's fixing to make a ruling on Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act, and that'll be, depending on the decision, something that we're having to deal with as well. So I really hate to try to give you a time frame on our firm decisions.
Republican Brian Kemp is Georgia's Secretary of State, the state's top elections official. Mr. Secretary, thanks so much for giving us this time. We appreciate it, and we'll be checking back with you.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dennis.